In Washington, congressional Democrats are blasting a Republican-authored bill called the Red Tape Reduction and Small Business Job Creation Act. They say the measure would halt all new federal regulations and shut down creation of safety rules governing everything from the environment to the food that we eat. WBAI's Christine Black has more.
For Colette Desidal, implementing the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2011 is personal.
In 2001, when my daughter Dana was 3 years old, she became violently ill and almost died. After weeks in the hospital, she was diagnosed with Salmonella puna blood poisoning. She contracted this from the simple act of eating cantaloupe. Our country needs the ability to move forward, to continue to implement the regulations of the Food Safety Modernization Act, so we can significantly reduce the CDC statistics of 1 in 6 Americans getting sick each year, 128,000 hospitalized, and 3,000 people dying every year of a foodborne illness from the simple act of eating. My daughter Dana is the evidence that we need change. At this time, I want to introduce you to Dana.
Hi, my name is Dana and I am 14 years old. I have chronic reactive arthritis as a consequence of my Salmonella puna. I have lots of joint pain and I have to take medicine and wrap my ankles and knees with ACE bandages to help with the pain. I don't want others to go through what I go through every day. We need to continue to implement food safety regulations. Thank you.
The Food Safety Act was approved by both parties and had the backing of the food industry. It called for preventive measures to keep people from getting sick in the first place and said more should be done when a problem is found. It also said food from abroad should be as safe as food from the U.S. But if Republicans in the House get their way, regulations that have not yet been implemented from this bill or any other will be on hold until unemployment improves to below 6%. Representative Elijah Cummings is a Democrat from Maryland on the conference call today.
Regulations save lives, protect the health and safety of hundreds of millions of Americans, and provide protections that are critical to the functioning of a healthy economy. Republicans, sadly, are putting these protections on the line by proposing to shut down the regulatory process.
In fact, the Obama administration has characterized the halt as an atomic bomb. Any bill, whether it was passed 10 years ago or yesterday, has regulations that are phased in over time. And so bills passed during Republican and Democratic administrations whose regulations are not yet implemented will be halted. And no new regulations can be implemented either. Representative Cummings.
Why in the world would you take a regulation to protect children, for example, from toxic chemicals and prevent it from taking effect until the national employment rate reaches some arbitrary threshold? The problem is that the Republican approach is based on a faulty premise that regulations kill jobs.
Democratic representatives have held numerous hearings on this topic.
It is not only economists that dispute the premise of this legislation, but actual businessmen and women. Recent surveys show that the vast majority of small business owners believe weak demand is the primary problem that businesses face right now, not regulations.
Representatives on the call today said there are already measures in place to make sure regulations are not overly burdensome. Representative Henry Waxman, a Democrat from California.
In fact, one of the ways to get these laws passed by bipartisan margins, we have a very careful cost-benefit analysis that has to be done. None of us want regulations that are excessive and costly and don't do what we want them to do. But the Republican approach is to say all regulations are bad, and that is what is so offensive.
And, says Jay Gore of Missoula, Montana, stopping regulation would have the opposite effect on jobs in rural areas.
I'm concerned that shutting down the hunting season because this bill would not allow regulations to be promulgated to allow the hunting and the recreation activity of hunters and fishermen in the United States would have an effect on rural communities across the country that supports restaurants, hotels, outdoor recreation businesses. This industry is a multi-million dollar industry that supports a lot of rural communities, And a dollar spent by recreation is just as valuable as a dollar spent by timber harvest or mining or what have you, extraction-type industry.
Representative Markey.
This is the pluperfect form of the Republican Party's political paradox. The Republicans hate government, but they have to run for office to make sure it doesn't work. And this bill plays right into the Tea Party base of the Republican Party, because they are now determined to disable the very government that protects millions of Americans, especially the poorest and most vulnerable Americans.
For WBAI, I'm Christine Black in New York City.